Now it's 8 minutes to eight. Let's go to the business news and Aaron McElroy.
Thank you, Mary. As you may have heard, the Economic and Social Research Institute, or ESRI, has published its latest quarterly economic commentary, and in it has said that the Irish economy is expected to remain robust throughout the rest of this year and into 2025, but there's the warning to the government about spending on infrastructure issues in a prudent manner. Author of the report, Professor Kieran McQuinn, joins us now. Good morning, Kieran.
Thank you for being
with us. Firstly, can we take a look at the bigger picture here? The economy, it's said to be in a strong position. What would be the main indicators of that?
Yeah, so as usual with the Irish economy, you have to decipher between the kind of headline indicators, which are very heavily influenced by certain multinational transactions, and then the underlying performance of the economy. And what we see when we do that is that the underlying economy is performing in a very robust manner, somewhere in the region of 2.5 to 3% growth we expect between this year and next year. Now, those growth rates are a little bit lower than, for instance, the growth rates we've had over the last 4 or 5 years, but it's still quite robust and strong growth. And you can see it in key indicators always are the performance of the labour market, where you have very strong employment growth, low unemployment, and then in the exchequer receipts, which are very, very strong throughout the year.
And in the days before the budget, what would be the main message to the government to maintain and to work on that?
Yeah, I think the main issue, I suppose the main challenge facing the country and the economy going forward is, you know, the kind of infrastructural deficits and bottlenecks that have been identified. And I think most people are aware of those in areas such as housing, in healthcare, and in climate change, where we face real challenges over the next 5 to 10 years. We are in a relatively fortunate position in the sense that the public finances are in relatively good order. And I think, you know, the government certainly is able to put the funds together to invest in those areas. But it is important, as we've seen in recent days, that any significant investment government makes is done in a prudent fashion, and that we do, I suppose, collectively get value for money for whatever investment is made.
You had mentioned housing there, and the ESRI is calling on the government to introduce the residential zoned land tax immediately. Can you talk us through why that is, what the urgency is on it, and what do the numbers say that the impact will be on the cost of building?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's tied in with the previous issue in the sense of getting value for money. The government is spending a lot of money in housing, and that's something that we welcome, we think is necessary. But it's important that we get as much, you know, bang for our buck in that area. And one area where the government can influence the cost, if you like, of delivery of housing is in and around the issue of land costs and land prices. It's probably the only real area that it can have influence and significant influence over. As such, we think that the zone tax proposal is a crucial element there. It's a signalling device to people that if they have land that has been zoned, that it should be used. And we think that it's important that that is brought into being as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And I think that will facilitate land to come on stream. Ultimately, we think that will have, you know, an impact in terms of reducing the cost of housing and providing housing. And ultimately, that's a key policy issue at the present time, is to deliver as much housing as we can.
And staying on the issue of housing, it's forecast from the report that the number of new homes this year will be similar to that last year of around about 33,000. Yeah. But the government has maintained that more will be built than was in 2023. Why do you think that that's not possible?
Certainly the trends for the first six months of the year would suggest, I mean, I think the first six months we've built 12,000 units. So unless there's a very, very significant increase in production and supply in the latter 6 months of the year, I think you're looking at a figure around 32,000-33,000 units. There's a lot of issues going on in terms of housing supply at present in the market. Obviously, the government has stepped in quite a substantial manner, and we think that's a good and positive development, because I think very little would be built otherwise. But in terms of other issues, you've had higher costs, you've had higher interest rates over the last few years, which has increased the cost of finance. All of that has had an impact, if you like, on supply. So I think that's why we're in a position where we're likely to get somewhere in the region of around 33,000 units this year, instead of, you know, people were hoping for a figure near to 40,000.
And also within the report, it's noted that the rate of inflation continues to decline, that there's rising nominal wages, and that the consumer price index inflation rate expected to be around 1.2% for 2025. I suppose, could they be seen as some of the material changes that people might see in their pockets?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons why we're quite positive in terms of our growth expectation for next year is that we expect people, this year people are experiencing an increase in real incomes for the first time since 2021, mainly because inflation is coming down and because nominal wages are growing. We expect that to continue next year. In fact, we think real wages could increase by almost 3%. That's a very strong, if you like, positive stimulus as far as the economy is concerned. So we think that'll stimulate and support consumer expenditure and one of the key drivers of growth into 2025.
Professor Kieran McQuinn, author of the latest quarterly economic commentary by the Economic and Social Research Institute, Theatre Strike. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. Yeah.